Welcome to Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont, and we're going to get it cracking in just a second. But let us explain to you what we do. We're going to bring to you all the newest sports heroes of today, your sports heroes of yesterday, your newest teams, and what makes us very unique is we're going to discuss some of your local heroes, some of the men and women who have made history in the sports community in your neck of the woods. So come on back and join us. Vintage Sports Internet News. Leave a topic. Hit the bell at the top. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Come on back in. Hi. Welcome to another edition of Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. Hey, it's been a while since we've did an episode, but today is all about March Madness. Who you got? I tell you, man, you know how March Madness is. It's going to be mad. Hey, now, have you filled out your brackets? Because tonight, it's going to start off tonight, and I don't know who you're going to pick, but, it's going to start off tonight. I think Wyoming and Indiana will square off tonight. And who you got? I'm going with Indiana. Yeah, I'm going with Indiana. I think, Indiana has the best chance to get in the, get in the wild, wild west, because it's going to be going down, man. It's going to be going down. And I don't know who's your favorite, but I picked out my bracket. I've got it all the way going down, man. I don't think I'm going to let the cat out the bag just yet. But, it's going to be a tourney time. It's time to pick them, man. It's time to pick them. And I don't know if you've got your brackets picked out, but Gonzaga, they're the number one team in the West. And Baylor, they're the number one team in the East. And in the South, they have Arizona. Yeah, they're the number one team in the South. And in the Midwest, who you got? In the Midwest, they got Kansas. Kansas is the number one team in the Midwest. So, hey, who you picking, man? Who you picking? Who you got in the finals? Who you got in the finals? So it's going to be going down. I don't know who you got, but in the West, man, Gonzaga is the number one team. And I think they, I think they got a pretty easy schedule going all the way. I got Gonzaga going all the way to the finals. I'm not a Gonzaga, I don't really keep up with Gonzaga. That's a small school, man, but they play pretty good basketball. So this is going to be March Madness. It's going to be madness. It's going to be a lot of hooping going on in March. Who's your favorite team? I'm going to name some teams here, man. Arkansas. Arkansas, I got Arkansas and Gonzaga meeting up. I think they'll meet up in like the Sweet 16, something like that. Or will it be the Final Eight? No, I have them meeting up in the Final Eight. Yeah, I got the Arkansas and Gonzaga meeting up in the Final Eight. But in the Sweet 16, I think the Sweet 16 is going to be really, really, really great. No. I think I have a meeting up in the finals in the Sweet 16. Anyway, it's going to be sweet, man. It's going to be really nice. Who you got? I think Davidson is going to be very interesting because Davidson is going to meet up with Michigan State. And Michigan State is ranked number 7. And that's going to be an interesting matchup because Davidson is a scary, scary team. So if you are one of the Atlantic 10 teams, and you've been watching the Atlantic 10, you all know what I'm saying. Davidson. They're ranked 10 in the tournament. They're a 10 seed, but don't count that 10 seed out. That 10 seed can upset Michigan State. And you all know that Michigan State is always in the tourney. They're always capable of taking it all the way. Don't count Michigan State out. But yeah, I think Davidson can upset Michigan State. Now, I have Michigan State picked to beat Davidson, but hey, don't listen to me, guys. Do not listen to me. I'm telling you, Davidson is a very, very good ball club. They're very good. Duke, they're set to meet, you know, Cal State Fullerton. Cal State Fullerton is ranked 15. Duke is coming off two losses. Duke is a very good basketball team, but they playing real shaky right now. I think they're under the pressure because this is the coach, you know, Krzyzewski. This is his last season, and I think they're feeling that pressure. You know, like, hey man, we got to win for coach. We got to win this for coach, and that's a lot of pressure. Because, you know, they got the best coach in college basketball. And all these Dukies, these former Dukies who are showing up to all these games and they're watching these young kids play. Because you got to remember, this team is a young team. They're not a team of veterans. You know, Duke usually send these guys off to the pros after one season, two season. You know, Jason Tatum, you know what, he was there one season maybe. You know, these guys go to Duke and they stay 1 year and they're in the pros. So Duke, they're playing Cal State Fullerton. Fullerton is the 15 seed. Duke should handle them, you know. Yeah, they should handle them. So in the next round, I have Michigan State and Duke meeting up. But, hey, man, a 15 seed has beating. They have beaten, you know, the number two seeds in the past. So don't count Cal State Fullerton out either. It's going to be some upsets. Don't forget, you got to pick at least one or two upsets in the pick, in your brackets. Now, did I pick any upsets? I did not. I did not. Well, I got three brackets though. I did in this bracket I'm looking at here, I did not pick any upsets, but I do have a bracket where I switched it up a bit. And yeah, I picked a couple of upsets because I know that there are going to be some upsets, you know. And I'm gonna tell you one that I really do believe that could be an upset, and that is Rutgers versus Alabama. Now, Rutgers and Notre Dame, I think they need to play each other to see if they're going to meet up with Alabama. And that's going to be a good matchup, Rutgers and Notre Dame. I do believe they have to play each other to face Alabama. And that's a toss-up, Rutgers and Notre Dame. I'm not going to, you know, it's March Madness, man. These guys want it bad. And I know Rutgers has a good team. I know Notre Dame, they've fallen short a few times in the tournament. So it's going to be really interesting. I think Rutgers will beat Notre Dame. But, hey, like I said, who knows? It's the tournament. It's March Madness. None of us really know the outcome. We're all guessing. All of us. We're all guessing. So if you filled your brackets out, what do you think about Memphis and Boise State? We're still in the East. What do you think about Memphis and Boise State? Now, I think Memphis will beat Boise State because I just like Penny Hardaway, man. I like Penny. I know they have a young team. I know they're not tourney tested, but I like Penny. And I think Penny has done a fabulous job with these young guys. But, you know, if they win the game, they meet Gonzaga, if Gonzaga can get past Georgia State. So I'm not counting Georgia State out. You know, the Georgia State can upset Gonzaga, which is a long shot. But let's move over to the East, where Baylor is the number one seed, and they go up against Norfolk State, which I think they're going to demolish Norfolk State. I really do. I'm not playing with you, man. Baylor probably is going to beat Norfolk State by 20, maybe 22. They're going to tear them up. I'm sorry, Norfolk State, but yeah, you did good to get in the tournament, but you, hey, man, you're running up against Baylor. Now, Baylor's missing a couple of good pieces. You know, they had some very key players that are injured, but they're still the number one seed, and they're still a very, very good ball club. And North Carolina, they're going up against the number nine. They're the number eight seed, North Carolina. And they're going up against the number nine seed, Marquette. Now, I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm going to keep it real with you. North Carolina, you got a game on your hands, man, with Marquette. Yeah, I'm going to keep it a buck, man. North Carolina, you can't be playing. You ain't got time to be missing shots like you did with Duke. Yeah, you beat Duke, but, you know, you ain't got time to be, hey, man, your legs got to be fresh, and I got to keep it a buck. I don't like Marquette. I'm not a fan of Marquette's. So, come on, North Carolina. Yeah, for you Marquette fans, ring the bell. Get on me. I don't like Marquette. No, I haven't liked them since the 70s. Yeah, I liked them then. Yeah, 78. I forgot who that star was, but they was bad then. But I haven't liked them since. I don't like them. St. Mary's, yeah, man, they're going to get swamped. No, they not. No, they not. I'm just talking. But, yeah, they got to play against either Wyoming. I think they go against Wyoming. Wyoming and Indiana, I think they have to play to see if they go against St. Mary's. And for what I've been seeing on the television, everybody is saying Wyoming. Wyoming is playing St. Mary's. So we'll keep an eye on them that game. St. Mary's is the number five seed. And yeah, I think Wyoming is going to upset them. I don't know why. I just think so. UCLA and Akron. That's another interesting ball club because UCLA is a very, very good team. And Akron, I don't know very much about you. I haven't seen you this year. So good luck to you. You're going up against UCLA. Good luck to you, Akron. Texas and Virginia Tech, toss up. Virginia Tech, very, very, very good team. I almost picked you to upset Texas, for real. Because I've been watching Virginia Tech, and they are playing some real good basketball. Texas, I watched you against, who was that? Was that Texas Tech or Texas A&M? I can't remember which one. But you didn't show me very much. Yeah, I wasn't impressed. And Virginia Tech, they playing ball, man. So, I picked you to beat Virginia Tech only because you're seeded number six. Only because you're seeded number six. But I don't have a lot of faith in you, Texas. So show me something. Show me something, man. Purdue and Yale. Oh, man, come on. We don't even need to talk about it. Yeah, Purdue's got the Ivy, period. Purdue all the way. We got Purdue rolling against Yale. And Murray State, San Francisco. I like Murray State. I like Murray State, but I think San Francisco has got a good team. Murray State, you know, they are usually in the tournament, and they usually start clicking when the tournament gets in. Murray State seems to just, I don't know, they have no fear, man. The Murray State guys down there, yeah, they don't have no fear, man, when it comes to the tournament. So but I got San Francisco beating Murray State. Yeah, I got an upset on that one. Yep, I do. Kentucky, St. Peter's, glad you made the tournament. Hope you have some fun. Let it all out, man. You're going against Kentucky. Yeah. The Wildcats. Yeah. Just let it all hang out, man. Have some fun. That's about all you're going to. Yeah. Just have some fun. And let's move over to the South, because I think Arizona has the. The green light. They going all the way. Arizona has a team, man. What's that guy's name? Benedict, whatever his name is, that boy can shoot. Man, that dude got a, he's fearless, man. I forget his name, but he can shoot. So Arizona, yeah, they going all the way. And Seton Hall, they're going to play TCU. Yeah, I got Seton Hall to beat TCU. But, you know, Texas Christian, yeah, they got a decent team. I've watched, just highlights of them. I really haven't seen them in a whole game. But I've seen highlights, and of course, I've watched Seton Hall. I watched them against UConn and somebody else. I think, what was it, Butler or somebody? And Seton Hall, they got a steady team. They don't wow me, but they got a steady team. So I pick Seton Hall to win. But Houston and UAB. Now, Houston, they were wowing me in the early part of the season. And then all of a sudden, they stopped wowing me. I don't know what happened in Houston, but they stopped wowing me because I thought that they were going to be just terrific. So Houston and UAB, I got to roll with Houston. Then Illinois and Chattanooga. Now, Illinois is my team. Everybody knows that Illinois is my team. They're going up against the 13th ranked Chattanooga. Chattanooga, glad you came in to the dance. Illinois over Chattanooga. Yeah, that's my team, Kofi Coburn. That's my boys. Yeah, they're going to do it. But there's a but there. Illinois doesn't have any shooters. Yeah, I said it. If their shooters go cold, Chattanooga could upset these boys, because Illinois, they don't show up to the tournament. I'm keeping it a buck. My team does not show up in the tournament. So Illinois should beat Chattanooga, but when they meet Houston in the next round, Houston going to kick their butt. I said it. I love you, Illinois, but you don't show up in the tournament. I love you, but prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. You don't show up in the tournament. Colorado State and Michigan. Michigan over Colorado State, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tennessee's going to tear Longwood up. Where is Longwood? Does anybody know? Is that a university? Or is that a junior college? Longwood, where are they? They're 14th ranked, and you're going up against the third ranked Tennessee Volunteers. Thanks for coming to the dance. Yeah, have some fun. Ohio State, Loyola of Chicago. Yeah, thanks for coming. Ohio State, yeah, they're going to tear you up. I'm just keeping it a buck. Yeah, the Big Ten is going to roll, buddy. Villanova and Delaware. Thanks for coming, Delaware. Have some fun. Because Villanova is going to tear you apart. I'm sorry, but thanks for coming to the dance, Delaware. Yeah. Let's roll to the Midwest so we can wrap this thing up. And Kansas, I think Kansas has the easiest way to the finals. I really do. They tried to say Arizona had the easiest way to the dance, but I really think Kansas has the easiest way to the dance until they meet up with Iowa, because I think Iowa will meet up with them and Iowa is going to give them a game. But yeah, Kansas is going to play whoever, Texas or Texas A&M. And Kansas should handle them thoroughly. San Diego State and Creighton. Now, that is going to be the most interesting matchup in the Midwest, if you ask me. San Diego State is a very interesting ball club because they were rolling. They were exciting ball club, and then all of a sudden they fell off. Creighton, you know, they're steady. Everybody knows Creighton don't play, man. Creighton, they got them powerhouse forwards. They play that game, man, where if you don't come with it, they're going to knock you off. So, yeah, that's going to be an interesting game. The 8-9, San Diego State is 8. They're ranked 8. Creighton is seeded 9. I got Creighton to beat them. And San Diego State is one of my favorite teams. I like San Diego State, but sometimes they don't show up. And Creighton, they all, man, they come to play. Creighton is not afraid. So Iowa and Richmond is next on the bracket. And Iowa is ranked 5. Richmond is ranked 12. And again, thanks for showing up, because Richmond is good. Don't get it twisted. Richmond is good, but Iowa is better. And the Big Ten is going to roll. Iowa should win. Providence is next with the 13th ranked South Dakota State. Thanks for coming to the dance, South Dakota State, because Providence is going to be Providence. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for coming to the dance, South Dakota State. I got Providence and Iowa meeting up, yeah, in the round of 32. Yeah, you guys, South Dakota State, go back up there to the snow and you know, dig your way back in the snow, because Providence is going to tear you up. LSU and Iowa State is very interesting. Now, that's going to be the most interesting game to me in the Midwest, other than San Diego State and Creighton, because LSU, with Xavier Pinson, his wrist is now hurt. You know, he hurt his knee earlier in the season, and now he's got a hurt wrist, and he's the thing that runs that team, man. Pinson, man, that dude is, yeah, he's pretty good guard. He's a good quarterback, and he runs LSU. So we'll see if he can come out and do his thing. But Iowa State, yeah. Yeah, Iowa State in the Big 12, they ain't nothing to play with. I'm not an Iowa State fan. Don't care for them too much. You know why? Because they always kicking Missouri in the butt. And Missouri is supposed to be the powerhouse. When I was coming up, Missouri would kick Iowa State in the booty every time they met. Iowa State, thanks for showing up. That's what we used to say. We're padding our record with Iowa State. But in the last 10 years, man, I'd be embarrassed. Man, I'd be like, man, y'all can't beat Iowa State. You know why? Because Iowa State has been doing some great recruiting. They've been doing some really great recruiting. And so Iowa State, I'm telling you, LSU, you're going to have your hands full with Iowa State. And I'm not an Iowa State fan. I'm just keeping it a buck. So I got Iowa State beating LSU if Xavier Pinson is not 100%. Now, if Xavier Pinson is 100%, yeah, LSU will take Iowa State if LSU is 100%. Wisconsin and Colgate. Thanks for showing up, Colgate. That's not the toothpaste. Oh, no, that's the university. Yeah, Colgate. No, they 14th ranked, but Colgate, they show up in the tournament. They don't usually make the tournament too often, but when they make the tournament, they usually come to play. Now, they don't usually win, but man, they usually come to play. They usually put a scare in a few people. They usually lose, but that first half, they put a little scare in you, but now you're playing the Big Ten, Wisconsin. Thanks for showing up. USC and Miami. Now, this is interesting. Number 7 against number 10. USC is number 7. They're down there in the Pac, whatever that is, the Pac 10, Pac 12, whatever that is, that over there in the West, over there in California. But USC, I don't have a lot of confidence in you. Not this year. I don't. Miami, up and down. Miami's up and down. But Miami can beat you. They can if they show up. But guess what? Who knows what's going to happen? I got USC beating Miami, and I'm telling you, I'm really rolling with Miami, because Miami can beat USC if they show up. But I got USC beating Miami. Auburn, Jacksonville State, another good, interesting 15 seed. Jacksonville is an interesting 15 seed. That's a good ball team. They got a good, what is that, 7-foot center or whatever. Jacksonville State is a really good ball team, but you're running up against Auburn, man. So thanks for coming to the dance. USC and Auburn should meet up in the next round. Yeah, man. I got yeah, I'm telling you, I'm gonna tell you, man. I got Gonzaga and Kansas meeting up in the finals. I got Gonzaga beating Kansas 73-71, and that should do it for the tournament, man. I got Gonzaga as the champions. I got Gonzaga as the champions. It was hard pick because I really think Arizona. I think Arizona might really win it, but hey, it's the tournament. It's the tournament. And who knows? Who's your picks? I got Gonzaga winning it, even though my gut is telling me Arizona. So who's your picks? Hey, man, this is March Madness. This is your boy Jay Lamont. Ring the bell. Tell me who your picks are and tell me, if your team and your conference, and if I was tripping, because, I don't like some of them teams. I don't. I tell you every time. But hey, thanks for listening. Ring the bell. Come on back in and join us. We'll see you next time.